Well, that's the way the youth is.
You sure? You sure? 你讲嘛，对，我帮你翻译嘛。
他临时改了奖章，所以我们就看着办。
Yeah, 随时改 ，OK， 是吧？
一直在改。
坐在那边不会紧张，可是站起来就紧张了。
I was not too nervous when I was sitting there, but I'm really nervous now.
Okay. Well, let's see. What background should I give?
我应该告诉大家关于我怎么样的一个背景呢
So I work with the youth at North Valley.
我在北区跟青少年一起的服侍。
And yeah, so that's about it, really.
我想大概就是这个样子。
Yeah. So all these kids in the back.
这些在你们后面的青少年。
They're not going to be kids anymore.
他们已经不再是小孩子了。
When they grow up.
他们在长大的当中。
Which is actually right now.
你就看到现在的我，就是从以前现在的他们就是现在的我。
I saw them when they were a lot younger.
我认识他们，他们还年纪很小。
But now, as they're getting older,
现在当我一年一年长大的时候
they have become my teachers.
他们已经成为我的老师
And learning what life is all about.
在学习到底生命是什么一回事
You're pretty good at this, okay? So, okay, well, okay. So today, I guess what we want to talk about today, just to jump into this, is about the gospel message.
今天我要跟大家分享是关于福音。
The gospel message is basically that Jesus Christ came to die for us.
整个福音的中心就是耶稣基督来到世上为我们死。
But not only that he died, but he rose again.
他不只死了，他也为我们复活。
And so when we died with him,
当我们跟他同死的时候，
we also rose with him in new life.
我们也跟他一样同复活。
Now this is the gospel message.
这就是福音的信息。
But oftentimes, when we hear the gospel message,
很多时候我们听到福音信息的时候
it's just that Jesus died for us.
只是听到说耶稣为我死
We don't know what it means to live new life.
我们不知道如何去开始这个新的生命
What do we do with this new life, this new spirit in our hearts?
我们怎么样去过这新的生活，这在我们住在我们心中的心灵圣灵
How are we going to walk with the Lord?
我们如何与圣灵同行
Things around us have not changed.
在我们周围的一切可能没有改变。
But we know that something has changed in our hearts.
可是我们知道，在我们内心已经有了极大的改变。
So this is always a problem in our life, in our Christian walks.
这常常是我们在过基督徒生活所面对的困难。
What do we do?
我们该怎么做？
Okay, well, we'll start there. Let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we really just thank you for this time to just be here. We ask that you open our hearts, open our ears, and open our eyes, that we might see the wonders and the beauty of your word and who you are. We ask that you just be here with us, and that you'll speak to each of our hearts, and that you'll speak to me. You'll speak to me, Lord, even as I speak. So in Jesus' name, pray.
Amen.
Oh, I thought you were going to translate in Chinese.
Prayer.
I can do it in Chinese, too. Okay, I can do it in Chinese.
The ending prayer.
Okay, maybe the ending. No, I don't think so. Our passage today is actually from John 20.
我们今天所要看的经文是约翰福音第二十章。
So Madeline, just let me know if I'm talking too fast.
Sure. Okay. If I talk too fast.
If you talk. So John 20, 11 through 18.
约翰福音二十章第十一到十八节
is basically the story, the third day that Jesus is dead in the tomb.
是关于说耶稣在死后的第三天的事情。
The disciples come, or actually Mary comes with the two disciples.
莫大拉的玛利亚跟耶稣的两个门徒一起到坟墓。
They find that the stone is rolled away.
他们发现那个石头被移走。
This stone is not just like this stone here, like a small stone, okay?
这里所提到的石头不是一般的石头。
It's a huge stone.
是一个巨大的石头。
Okay. This is huge because it's not, it doesn't take two people to roll it away.
它是需要至少两个人才可以搬走的一个石头。
Probably more like five people.
大概要五个人才能移走这个石头。
Okay. So this is not, so the things that are running through the thoughts of Mary and the disciples.
所以你可以想象到玛利亚还有那两个门徒他们心中所思念的。
Is that the body was stolen.
耶稣基督的身体被人偷走了。
So how can you steal someone's body?
为什么你要去取走一个死人的身体呢?
As much as we think that this burial is very sacred.
当我们看到这个坟墓是很神圣的。
It's very sacred for them.
对他们来说是很神圣的一个地方。
It's never done.
是从来没有用过的。
Okay. Today we're talking about this aspect of newness.
我们今天要想到就关于新的生命。
When Christ died, okay,
当耶稣死的时候,
he rose again in new life.
他复活了，带给我们新的生命。
And what is this newness that we're talking about?
我们在讲到这个新生命是怎么一个生命呢?
Okay, let me give you two definitions really quick.
让我给你两个定义。
Okay, two definitions. One, the first definition is that new is something that you get new. Okay, newness is something that you improve on. Okay.
新生就是有一些东西就是你把它改良了。
Okay, and the second type of new is something totally new altogether.
另外一个新是全然的崭新的一个。
Okay, let me ask you this. I have a Honda Civic. Okay.
我有一个 Honda Civic 的车子。Okay.
I drive that car everywhere.
我开这车子到处去。
It's a great car.
是一个很好的车。
But it's not the most spectacular car.
可是不是最棒的车子。
It's not fast.
不够快。
It's not beautiful.
不算太漂亮。
But it gets me where I need to go.
可是它能够帮助我代步。
Okay. And when it dies, right?
当它死掉，就引擎死掉的时候。
Then I'm gonna get probably another Honda Civic.
我可能会不想要拿另外一个 Honda Civic. Okay.
So because it's practical, right? It's practical.
因为很实际。
So that's one type of new.
那是其中新的一个定义。
It's a simple improvement on the old.
只是把旧的改良成变成更好。
Now what is new would be if someone bought me a jet plane. Okay.
另外一个就是有人买了一辆 Jeep 车给我。
That's totally different.
这是完全不一样的汽车。
Now if I wanted to get to LA,
如果我要去洛杉矶,
I wouldn't have to drive 5 hours, 6 hours.
我不需要开五个小时。
I just fly that plane down.
我只要坐飞机下去。
30 minutes, no problem. Okay.
30分钟。
Now same thing, right? Maintenance is going to be a problem.
维修是一个问题。
Flying it will be a problem.
飞是一个问题。
The risk is very different.
所面对的困难不一样。
Okay. So these are two types of new.
这是两个不一样的崭新。
One is improvement.
一个是改良。
And one is totally new.
一个是全新。
Okay. And this is what we're talking about in terms of newness today.
这个今天是我们讲主要讲到的新生。
The passage here in John 20. Okay.
在这里所提到的约翰福音二十章。
Should we read this or should we read this together maybe?
我们一起来读这个。
Okay, okay. Maybe you guys can read in Chinese. Maybe we'll just... you guys can read in... You guys read in Chinese, okay?
可以用中文来念这段经文。
Okay. I can't do it, okay?
Shall we?
Yeah.
我们一起来念这段经文。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪去了。”我不知道他在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚，玛利亚。”就转过来用希伯来话对他说：“拉波尼，拉波尼”的就是夫子的意思。耶稣说：“不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你的神。” 莫大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的话告诉他们。
So this is a lesson for the youth or the English speakers that you guys need to bring your Bibles, okay?
这是对青少年说，你们一定要带你们的圣经来。
Okay, because you can't read this, right?
因为你读不懂。
Okay. I love this story.
我很喜欢这里所讲的这段故事。
It shows a woman that has been following Jesus for about 3 years.
说到一个女人跟随耶稣有三年这样的时间。
She's probably been saved from her sins many times.She's probably the same Mary that washed Jesus' feet with her hair.
她可能就是同样一个为耶稣洗脚的玛利亚。
She is commonly seen as Jesus, one of Jesus' best friends.
她常常被认为是耶稣的好朋友。
A woman that was not loved.
是一个不被人爱的女人。
Who was ashamed her whole life.
一生都过着蒙羞的生活。
And given a second chance.
可是她得到重生的机会。
Given a new life by her Messiah.
耶稣给他了一个第二次的重生机会。
She comes to the tomb and finds it empty.
她来到坟墓面前，发现坟墓是空的。
And all her hopes and all her dreams are dashed.
她所有希望跟梦想都破灭了。
And you can imagine this scene.
你可以想象这样的一个景象。
How would you feel when if you saw that the tomb of someone that you cared about was gone?
当你所爱的人的坟墓，你发现那个坟墓是空的，你可以想象你会有怎么样的一个心情。
You want to go and talk to them and look upon their tomb.
你很想再去看一下到底发生了什么事。
But you find it dug up.
你发现它已经被人家移走了。
It's desecrated.
是已经被人家破灭了。
On top of everything that has happened.
不止在这些所发生的事里面。
Seeing that her Lord and her Savior are dying on the cross.
看到她自己所爱的主钉死在十字架上。
Along with all her sin, right?
带着她自己的罪被钉死在十字架上。
But also with all her hope, dreams, and expectations.
带着玛利亚的那种罪，还有她的那种对弥赛亚的一个期望。
She doesn't know what to do anymore.
玛利亚不知道该怎么做。
Because...She thought that this was the Messiah.
她以为耶稣就是预言中的弥赛亚。
The Messiah that was to bring in an usher in a new kingdom.
弥赛亚是在带来他们这样一个新的国度。
And on top of it, the grave is dug up.
还有。
And destroyed. The tomb was destroyed.
整个坟墓被人家毁坏。
You can imagine what kind of feelings would be going through your heart.
你可以想象玛利亚这时候的心情。
A bad situation has gotten worse.
本来已经很糟糕，耶稣被死，现在是更加糟糕，他的身体不见了。
And this is where we stand.
这也是我们目前的一个光景。
The gospel message does not stop at the death of Christ.
可是福音没有停在耶稣的死。
There must be resurrection.
一定要有复活。
And the same goes with our faith.
一样，我们的信心也是一样的。
If we follow a Jesus who is just merely a man,
如果我们跟随的耶稣只不过是个人
，a teacher or a good person,
是一个老师或者是一个好人
，or a good example,
或是一个好的例子
he is no better than Buddha.
他跟菩萨没有两样。
Or Gandhi,
或者是甘迪
，or Confucius，
或者是孔夫子
，or 司马懿，是不是？
司马懿，
诸葛亮，对不对？
诸葛亮
都一样 ，OK，
名人
，Yeah，OK，、it's all the same，
都一样。
Because there's a resurrection，
因为有复活
，That is what makes Christians Christians，
就让我们基督徒为什么会成为基督徒
？It is not just that we have this idea that we're new people。
不只是有我们有这样观念说我们是一个新造的人
But there's something special and supernatural about it.
有一个不一样的生命正在我们的生命当中发生
We don't know how it works.
我们不知道这是怎么来的
But we know that the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts.
可是我们知道圣灵住在我们当中
When we accept Christ as our Lord.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候圣灵就进入我们的心中
This is what he promised.
这是神所应许我们的
But it's funny, we don't live that way.
很奇怪，我们没有照着这样的圣灵的引导去生活。
We live in the second day, third day.
我们常常活在第二天、第三天。
And we never get to see Christ risen.
我们没有经历到耶稣的复活。
This is something that we have forgotten as Christians.
我们常常忘记我们是一个复活的生命。
And this is something that we've forgotten as risen people.
我们常常忘记我们是已经复活的一个人。
In verse 9 and verse 14.
在第九节。
It speaks about how the disciples did not know what happened.
讲到说门徒们不知道发生了什么事情。
Now this is strange because when I read John, okay,
这是很奇怪的一件事，因为当我读到约翰福音的时候
，It says multiple, Jesus says multiple times that I am going to die.
耶稣已经曾经告诉门徒很多次，我将要上十字架。
And I'm going to rise again.
可是我会复活。
And you need to die also.
你也会死。
And you need to rise again.
你也会复活。
You need to forsake your families.
你要放弃你的家人。
And you need to follow me.
你要来跟从我。
There's all these ideas of what it means to leave something old behind.
就是要把一些放下来。
And to find something new.
找一个新的东西。
Okay, that's a gift from God.
这是神给我们的一个礼物。
But so often we see the disciples holding on to the things of old.
我们很多时候看到门徒还是守着旧的东西。
It's not just the disciples.
不只是门徒。
But it's all the Pharisees.
还有法利赛人。
And the teachers of the law.
还有律法师。
Who are holding on to the things that they know.
他们都紧紧握着他们已经知道的。
And we're the same.
我们也一样。
We have our own ideas of what it means to follow Jesus too.
我们自己有自己的想法，说到底跟随耶稣是怎么一回事。
What is faith?
到底信心是怎么一回事？
It is God working in my life.
是神在我生命当中工作。
It is God helping me to do it.
是神来帮助我。
It must be God who is helping me to do the things that I'm doing.
是神来帮助我，他要我做的一切。
But we never ask the question.
可是我们从来不问。
What is God doing?
到底神在做什么？
我应该要怎么做？
我应该要怎么做？
我应该要怎么走？
我 How should I walk?
How am I following?
我应该怎么样去跟从耶稣？
Is your faith a selfish faith?
你的信心是不是一个自私的信心？
Or has it really died?
还是在紧紧在里面？
And started to follow and risen new life.
而是要紧紧的跟随耶稣基督的脚步。
What does it really mean to be living in newness of life?
到底做这样的新生的生命是怎么样一个生命？
Are we really being led by the Holy Spirit?
我们是不是让圣灵来引导我们？
Or are we just following a selfish faith?
还是我们是自己的想法来跟随耶稣基督？
Verse 9 and verse 14 bring up a good point.
第九、第十四节讲到一个很好的观念。
God reveals these things to us.
神向我们显明。
Even though the disciples and Mary did not know, heard these things before.
虽然门徒跟玛利亚都曾经听过耶稣复活这件事情。
They still didn't understand.
他们还是不能明白。
And I can read this Bible all the time.
我可以花很多时间来读圣经。
And until God opens my eyes to this,
直到神开我的眼。
It means nothing.
对我来说一点意义都没有。
I have friends who read this Bible.
我有朋友读圣经。
And they're not Christians.
可是他们不是基督徒。
They know more than me.
他们有很好的圣经知识。
But they're not Christians.
可是他们不是基督徒。
They read stories of Jesus.
他们读到很多关于耶稣基督的故事。
And they see that they can do whatever they want.
他们觉得他们什么事都能做。
Because Jesus did it.
因为耶稣就这么做了。
Jesus made water into wine.
耶稣把水变成酒。
So I can drink wine all the time.
他们就觉得自己可以不断的饮酒。
This is what happens when you read it without the Spirit.
这就是当你读圣经，可是却没有圣灵的引导时候的结果。
I can know everything about the Bible.
我可以知道关于圣经的一切。
And I can miss what it says about God.
可是我却迷失了中间最重要关于神的这部分。
I can forget that this is God.
我可以会忘记说这是神。
This is what the Pharisees and the teachers of the law did.
这就是法利赛人跟律法师的光景。
He said to them that they were whitewashed tombs.
耶稣对他们上面是虚假的人。
Full of dead men's bones.
他们都是虚假的人。
They're dead inside.
他们里面的生命是死的。
You can be clean, but you can be dead on the inside.
你可能是洁净的，可是你的里面的生命是死的。
You can follow Jesus. You can follow Jesus as a teacher.
你可以可能以一个老师的身份来跟随耶稣。
and earn that status or that
得到别人对你老师的这个尊敬。
And you can miss who Jesus really is.
可是你却不根本不认识耶稣基督是谁。
So until our eyes are opened by God,
直到神开我们的眼。
We will not be able to see the wonders of His Word.
我们没有办法他明白他话中的奥妙。
We cannot be saved by our own power.
我们不能靠自己得救。
And we can't even be saved by practically doing certain things.
我们也不能凭着行好事来得救。
Now, because we're Chinese, okay?
因为我们是中国人。
We can do that very well.
我们做得很好。
我们做得很好啊。
我们做 we do very well.
这不是问题 ，okay?
This is not a problem.
We go to colleges, right?
我们上大学。
We tell our children to go to colleges.
我们叫我们的小孩要上大学。
We tell each other to go to colleges.
我们告诉彼此告诉我们要上大学。
And we tell each other that we should get a good job.
我们说我们彼此都是说我们要找到好的工作。
And we tell each other that what is the right way to behave.
我们告诉彼此应该怎么样来行事为人。
And you know what? When other people from different cultures come into our church.
当别的文化的人进入我们的教会的时候。
They clap for us.
他为我们鼓掌。
Because we are polite.
因为我们很有礼貌的民族。
And we are very comfortable to be around.
我们是一个让人很觉得很容易相处的人。
But this is not love.
可是这不是爱。
And you don't need to be a Christian to be like that.
你不需要基督徒才这样有这样的好的生活。
You don't even need the Holy Spirit to be like that.
你根本不需要圣灵就可以过这样的生活。
It's really easy to look good and to be nice.
成为一个好人是非常容易的一件事情。
But it's another thing to have newness of life.
可是成为有耶稣基督新生命是另外一回事。
Again, a life that is being led.By the Spirit,
是一个由圣灵来引导的生命。
Where we are seeing things in a new way, right?
让我们用不同的眼光来看事情。
That we see the wonders of God.
我们看到神的美好。
In His Word,
在他的话语里面。
But also in other people.
也看到我们的弟兄姐妹。
And this will change how we interact with everybody.
它会改变我们跟别人的相处之道。
We will see sinners.
我们会看到罪人。
As being Children of God as well.
我们也看到他们是上帝的儿女。
We will see each other as family.
我们会彼此以家人相待。
And we will see our children as our friends.
我们会看我们的孩子的时候是我们一个朋友相称。
We will see them as a precious gift to us.
我们会看到孩子们是神赐给我们的产业。
Not something to hold on to.
并不是要紧紧抓住孩子们。
But something to guide.
而是引导他们
and someone to help build and encourage.
而是要借着靠着上帝的话去引导他们鼓励他们
and we'll begin to see that with each other.
我们跟孩子的关系会改善
because God has done that for us.
因为神在那里帮助我们
and he has given us Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us.
他派了他的儿子耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上
but not just that.
不止死在十字架上
but when he rose in during the resurrection.
当他三天复活以后
He gave us that Holy Spirit.
他把圣灵赐给我们。
So Jesus is not just a man anymore.
耶稣不只是一个人。
He's given us that Spirit to live within us.
他把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们的心中。
Okay. So church is not just the building.
教会不是一个建筑物。
It's not just the people.
教会不是人。
But it's that Holy Spirit living within you.
是圣灵，我们有圣灵住在我们当中。
Did you realize every one of you is a church?
你们知道吗？你们每一位弟兄姐妹都是一个教会。
As long as you have fellowship with God, you are a church.
只要你跟神一起相聚，你就是教会。
Jesus said that when two or more gather together,
耶稣说当两三个人聚在一起的时候
there I am,
我就在他们的当中。
Now if you have this Holy Spirit within you and you have yourself,
如果你有圣灵在那当中
that's where God is.
神就在那里。
That is where the Holy Spirit lives.
圣灵就在那里。
And where you are a church where you are.
不管你到哪里去，你就是一个教会。
We gather together on Sunday.
我们在礼拜天聚集在这里。
But when we go out during the week,
当我们回到我们正常的生活的里面
，You are lights in the world.
你是世界上的光。
And salt of the earth.
盐。
That tastes good.
你是很好吃的盐。
The light that brings like dark light to dark light in the darkness.
你是世界的光，照亮这世界的黑暗。
And salt of the earth that tastes good.
你是世上盐，来。
很好吃的 ，OK， 东西 ，Yeah，OK、okay.。So that when people see you, Right?
当人看到你的时候,
and when they interact with you,
当他们跟你接触的时候,
you'll say, I want to be part of that.
他会说, 我也要成为这个人,
I don't know what it is.
到底是在哪里?
But I want to be part of that church.
可是我要成为这个教会的一份子,
not this church.
不一定是这个教会,
but church
是,
like this.
基督的教会.
Yes. Hard work does not always pay off for us.
我们如果努力勤奋的话, 一定会有果效。
No, does not always.
Not always. Okay.
Yeah, does not always pay off. Okay. Our ideas of life, of living life.
我们, 对生命的这样看法,
our idealistic youth.
常常我们会, 像我们年轻时候有一些理想,
it doesn't always last.
可是理想常常不持久。
Because as we get older,
当我们一年一年成长的时候,
we realize life is not idealistic.
我们会发现, 我们不会, 我们的, 生命并不是很理想化。
We go through struggles.
我们会有一些挣扎。
We go through tough times.
我们会有困难的时候。
We have really high, good, successful times.
我们可能会有很有成功的时候。
But we also have really low times.
我们也有低潮的时候。
And this is one of those times for Mary.
这里这段经文提到的就是 玛利亚生命里面的一个低潮。
And his disciples.
还有那些门徒。
Now, and this, the disciples go home.
这些门徒们回家了。
Now, those of you, us who, those people who say that the Bible is dominated by male.
有时候人家会觉得好像圣经都是以男性为主。
It's not.
其实不是。
The person who stays at Jesus' tomb.
留下在耶稣的坟墓的。
Is a woman.
是一个女士。
A former prostitute.
是一个妓女。
Former shamed woman.
是一个生命一生有羞耻生命生活的一个女人。
And God will show himself to her.
可是神却先向她显明自己。
I find that so honorable.
我觉得这是一件很荣耀的事情。
I find that so ironic.
我觉得这个真的不可思议。
That God will use the weak things of this world.
神愿意用在世界上被认为是软弱的。
To manifest his glory.
来显明他自己的荣耀。
Now that is beautiful.
这是一件美事。
See, right now at this point, Mary is being made new.
在这时候, 玛利亚已经有一个新生的生命。
When she was not beautiful,
当她还不美丽的时候,
God made her beautiful.
可是神让她美丽。
And when she felt that she was undeserving of everything,
当她觉得自己不配得这一切的时候,
she got the honor of seeing the risen Christ first.
神却给她这样, 让她看到复活后的耶稣。
I would have loved to see this.
我真的期待看到复活后的主。
I would have loved to touch his hair.
我很想要摸我们主的头发。
I would have loved to touch his hands.
我很想摸他的手。
I would have loved to hug him.
我很想要与他拥抱。
And sometimes I wish I could see Jesus today.
可是有时候我很享受我会看到耶稣。
And I feel like Mary a lot.
我觉得很像玛利亚。
Because if I saw Christ in my midst,
如果我看到耶稣基督,
I wouldn't let go.
我不会放手。
The second point that I want to make.
第二点,
not the second point, like many points I want to make.
接下来要跟, 弟兄姐妹分享的。
In verse 17,
在第十七节,
it speaks about a way of clinging.
讲到, 如何来洁净。
There's a wrong way to cling to Jesus.
有不同错误的方法来洁净耶稣。
It says, do not hold on to me.
他说不要摸我。
抓我, yeah, 不要抓住我, okay.
翻译,
yeah, yeah, 翻译不一样, okay.
对,
but
对,
I,
照原文,
yeah,
yeah,
when I was a youth,
当我还是青少年的时候,
I'm still a youth a little bit.
我还是青少年, 我还很年轻。
Okay. I had always thought that following Jesus was enough.
我以为说跟随耶稣就够了。
People told me that was enough.
有人告诉我这样就够了。
Whatever you do, just follow Jesus.
不管你做什么情, 要跟随耶稣。
Okay. Whatever you do, pray.
不管你要做什么事情, 祷告。
Okay. And whatever you do, work hard.
不管你要做什么, 要努力。
Follow Jesus with all your heart.
你要尽心来跟随耶稣基督。
This is not a bad thing.
这不是件坏事。
But Jesus says, don't cling to me.
可是耶稣基督说, 你不要, 不要紧紧抓住我。
Mary is holding on to Jesus.
Yes, 玛利亚紧紧抓住耶稣。
Because this is her Messiah.
因为对她来说，这是她的弥赛亚。
This is Jesus Christ, her Lord.
这是耶稣基督，她的主。
This is the same Jesus that healed her and protected her from the Pharisees.
这是我救她、医治她的耶稣。
This is the same Jesus that she loved.
这位耶稣是她所爱的。
And more so, this is the Jesus that loved her.
这个耶稣也是爱她的。
The only, one of the first persons and the only persons that loved her in her life.
她也是唯一一个在她生命当中，耶稣也是她唯一一个在她生命中爱她的一个人。
Is Jesus.
是耶稣。
But there's a wrong way to follow Jesus.
可是这是不对的方法来跟随耶稣。
This doesn't mean that you're not a Christian.
不是说这你就不是基督徒。
This doesn't mean that I'm not a Christian.
不是说我就不是基督徒。
If I follow Jesus the wrong way.
如果我跟住用够错误的方法来跟随耶稣。
But I remember there's a scene in John 6.
我记得在约翰福音六章里面。
There was a scene where Jesus multiplied bread for 5,000 people.
讲到耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
We love this story.
我们很喜欢这个故事。
Because it demonstrates the power and the mercy and the compassion of God.
因为这显明神的怜悯和能力。
Compassion.
怜悯。
Mercy.
恩慈。
And generosity.
还有他的他的慷慨。
慷慨。Yeah.
恩慈。
恩慈。Yeah.But guess what happens in a couple lines down in the passage?
接下来的几章里面
He says these words.
他讲到这些话
You do not seek me because of the signs I performed.
你不是因为神迹才来跟随我
But you came so that you can fill your stomachs.
你为了只是要来吃饼得饱
The blessings that God has given us.
神所赐给我们的一切恩惠
If it remains at just that,
如果只是恩惠而已
we are not really following Jesus.
我们并不是真正跟随耶稣。
Now there's something right about this.
这是完全正确的真理。
That we are to depend on God.
我们需要靠神。
But that dependence needs to move into growing into a more mature Christian.
我们的信心是需要成长的。
It is always God who feeds us.
是神自己来喂饱我们。
It is always God who leads us.
是神亲自来引领我们。
But if we continue to just be children in our lives,
如果我们只是在我们的信仰里面成为孩童
if we continue just be children in our faith,
只是像一个小孩的这样的信心
we will never mature to
我们不能够成长，我们要成为一个成长的一个基督徒。
God has called us God has called each of us to a higher calling.
神对我们每一个人有更高的呼召。
That is bigger than us.
是比我们更大的。
And something that we cannot handle.
是我们所没有办法应付的。
At least on our own.
是我们不能靠自己去完成的。
And if we stay within our comfort zone.
如果我们只是在自己所适应的地方里面。
We will never be able to grasp the greatness and beauty of God.
我们没有办法经历到神的能力跟大能。
Because he has he's going to show us things that are greater than
他要显明让我们显明更大的事
greater than the lives that we live now
比我们现在的生命更好
not as just an improvement on our life
不只是改良我们目前的生命
but a totally new thing
是全新的一个生命
this is not about buying a new Honda Civic
不是讲到买一个新的 Honda Civic 车子
this is about God giving you something that's much much better
是神赐给你一个更美好的生命
and this is something that you'll be scared to go through
这是你可能会让你感到害怕
because this is new
因为这是新的
when you first became a parent did you know what it meant to be a parent
当你第一次成为父母可以想起你当天的那个心情
think of that terror that was in your heart
我相信你一定会有点害怕
有一点害怕 okay 有很多的害怕
有很多的害怕
okay think of that okay
你可以想起当初的那样情景
it's like that
就是如此
times a thousand
一千倍。
一千倍。When you follow Jesus,
当你跟随耶稣基督
it is going beyond his death.
是要经历过他的死。
But is being risen and given something, a new life.
可是你会有一个复活新的生命。
And this is a life that is not lived out of your ambition or your dreams.
这个生命不是要照你的想法、你的理想去过活。
But it's been given a new set of dreams, a new set of hope.
是神要赐给你新的梦想，新的理想。
And a new hope and a new faith that will lead you to places that you've never been.
是要带领你去，有给你一个新的盼望，新的信心，去带你去你从来没有经过的领域。
Or places that you never thought you would go.
是到一个你没有从来没想到会去的地方。
Now,If you had asked me, maybe just a year or 2 years ago,
如果你几年前问我
if I would have gone on a Midwest trip,
我会不会去参加美中短宣
No English being spoken here.
在那个地方没有讲英文的
Only Chinese.
只有讲中文
I would have said, no way.
我可能马上跟你说不会
No way.
不会。
不可能的。
不可能的。
不可能的事 okay.
不可能的事。
But you know what?Aaron Tong, okay, Tong Jiaji.
Tong Jiaji 弟兄
he asked me if I wanted to go.
他要来邀请我参加美中短宣
and I didn't know what we were going to do.
我不知道我们在那里会有怎么样一个工作。
I really wanted to say no, actually.
我其实很想跟他说我不可以，我不能，我不要去。
He said, oh, my son Daniel is going to go also.
他告诉我说他儿子 Daniel 也会去参加。
And I said, okay, then I'll go, sure.
我说好，我愿意去。
Okay.And then I find out later that Daniel can't go.
结果我发现说他儿子 Daniel 不能够去参加。
I don't know where I found. I didn't hear it from Daniel. I didn't hear it from Aaron Tong.
我没有我从、okay. 那个 Daniel 或者是童家俊那边得到任何消息。
I don't know where I heard it.
我不知道从哪里知道。
But when I heard he wasn't going.
我听说Daniel 没有不会去参加。
And I didn't want to go anymore.
然后我就想着我也不要去了。
But I said yes.
结果我还答应他说好，我要去。
Okay, at that moment, I felt like there was a Holy Spirit in my life.
在那一刻，我可以经历到圣灵的同在。
Saying that there was something for me to learn here.
神要我到那个地方去学习。
And maybe I could not do ministry in Chinese.
可能我没有办法用中文来服侍。
But you can do something.
可是我能够在那边服侍。
And I said yes. Okay.
我说好。
And this is part of what faith is all about.
这就是信心。
You don't know what's going to happen.
你不知道会发生什么事情。
You don't know what God is going to provide for you.
你不知道神要为你有何预备。
You don't know where God is going to call you.
你不知道神对你有怎么呼召。
Now we can do this, our own way.
我们可能可以用自己方法。
What is my spiritual gift?
到底我有什么属灵恩赐。
What skills do I have?
我有什么样的技能。
What can I do at church?
我在教会能做什么。
But God might say, you know what, maybe nothing.
可能神说你什么都不用做。
I still want you to be here.
可是我要你在这个教会里面。
Because I have something for you to learn.
因为我要在你要在这个教会里面去来学习。
And here's what I learned on the Midwest trip.
这是我从美中所学习到的。
Some of the smaller things I learned.
比较小的一些事情。
Was that my Chinese is not that good.
原来我的中文不怎么样。
Okay. I learned also that I shouldn't eat too much.
我也发现我自己吃太多。
And I learned that I should probably sleep more.
我发现说我可能睡眠不足。
Now that's just my own thing.
这是我个人的一个学习。
But guess what I learned from God?
还有关于我从神那边的学习。
I learned to trust Him.
我学习怎么信靠他。
I learned about my own weaknesses.
我学会自己的软弱。
And I learned how God can provide even during those times.
我看到说神如何在我软弱的时候使我刚强。
And this is exactly where Mary is at right now.
这也是玛利亚在这里所学习到的。
She doesn't know what the next step is.
她不知道下一步要怎么走。
She thought that the Messiah was going to come and to bring in and usher in the new kingdom.
她以为说弥赛亚要来带来一个新的国度。
The disciples thought that they were going to overthrow the Roman government.
门徒以为他们会把罗马政府推翻。
The Roman soldiers thought that Jesus was going to do that also.
罗马的兵丁也以为说耶稣是要来把罗马帝国推翻。
So they came with all these Roman soldiers to arrest him.
所以有很多罗马兵丁要来抓住耶稣基督。
And then the Messiah dies.
然后弥赛亚死了。
When all our hopes and all our dreams and all our expectations are gone.
当我们的期待、我们的希望、我们的梦想破灭的时候。
That's when we can hear what God's will is.
那时候我们可以听到神对我们说话。
Where is He moving?
他在我们的生命当中做工。
And how are we to follow?
我们应该要怎么样来跟随他？
We make things too difficult.
我们有时候是自己自我找麻烦。
We want to think for ourselves.
我们常常自己为自己着想。
But we never think of what God wants.
我们常没有想到神的想法。
God doesn't want something from us.
神不要我们给他任何东西。
He doesn't want our sacrifice.
神不要我们的牺牲。
He wants something for us.
他要为我们来成就。
That's why he wants us to follow him.
所以他要我们来跟随他。
To lead us out from what is old.
要带领我们从旧的生命里面。
To something that's new.
进入新的生命。
Mary's problem here was not devotion.
玛利亚在这里的不是说她的那对耶稣的那种敬虔。
It's not hard work.
并不是说她没有尽心爱主。
It's not even faith.
根本不是信心的问题。
But that her eyes were not opened yet.
可是她的开没有被神来打开，她的眼没有被神来打开。
To what God had planned for her.
没看见神为她预备的一切。
Romans 6:4 talks about this.
罗马书六章四节提到这一点。
I'll read this in English.
各位朋友用英文来念。
That as Jesus died for our sins, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. Keep going. In verse 10, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. We are continually being made new each day.
神每一天都在更新我们的生命。
Our job is to surrender.
我们主要做的是降服。
To relinquish our control.
我们要把我们的主权给神。
On what we think our hopes, our dreams, and our expectations are.
我们要把我们的生命的主权，关于我们的梦想，我们的理想，都交给上帝。
Jesus knows in John 10, John 20.
在约翰福音二十章里面，耶稣知道。
That in order for him to go, right? That when he goes.
当耶稣知道他走的时候。
This is a good thing.
是一个好事。
Because him as one person.
因为他作为一个人。
Is very, very limiting.
是很有限的。
But if he goes away to heaven.
如果他往天上去的时候。
He promises that the Holy Spirit will be here.
他应许我们要赐给我们圣灵。
And given to us.
赐给我们每一个相信他的人。
So not that he would be with us always.
不只是耶稣会常常与我们同在。
That he would live in us.
他会真的是住在我们的生命里面。
And that we would be one.
我们跟他耶稣基督合而为一。
And this is what we struggle with each day.
这是我们每天所面对作为基督徒的一个挣扎。
What should I do?
我应该怎么做？
How do I follow Christ?
我应该要怎么样来跟随耶稣？
But that's not the question.
可是这不是问题的重点。
The question is, what is God doing already?
重点是神已经为了我们做什么。
How is God leading me already?
到底神是怎么样已经在带领我了。
How is God leading me right now?
到神是如何来带领我的朋友。
Is my life being lived out of selfish faith?
如果我的信心是以自私的信心吗？
Or is it being lived to God?
还是是向神的一个信心？
Am I really following the Spirit?
我有没有跟着圣灵走？
Or am I just following myself?
还是跟着自己的想法走？
I love this passage.
我很喜欢这段经文。
We must each day die to ourselves.
每一天我们要对自己的罪死。
We got to carry our cross each day.
我们每天要背起自己的十字架。
This doesn't mean carry a physical cross.
不是说实质上的这十字架。
But as Christ died on the cross,
当耶稣死在十字架的时候，
He calls us to do the same each day.
他也是要我们一样，每天天天背起自己的十字架。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because we forget all the time.
因为我们常常忘记，我们是健忘的人。
We forget.Yesterday, what happened?
我们忘记昨天发生的事情。
We forget that today we need to do the same.
我们今天也一样会健忘。
We know that selfishness doesn't come every week.
我们知道我们常常很容易就变成很自私。
It comes every day.
它是每天我们都会面对的一个挣扎。
Sin comes every second.
我们知道说我们常常受到罪的引诱。
And this is why we need to carry a cross.
所以我们要天天背起自己十字架来跟从主。
Each and every day.
每一天背起十字架来跟从主。
But as we carry that cross,
当我们背十字架的时候，
we die to ourselves.
我们对罪死。
But we can't forget.
我们不要忘记。
That we have risen with him in new life.
我们跟耶稣一起复活了。
That is the good news.
这是好消息。
That is the good news.
这是好福音。
Because I know that I will fail every single day.
因为我知道我很容易跌倒。
And I will always be selfish.
我知道我常常是很自私自利的。
And I will never follow God.
我知道我不会跟从耶稣。
But I carry my cross.
我会背起自己十字架。
And I will trust that God will lead me.
可是我会相信神要来跟帮助我。
And I will die to myself each day.
如果我对罪对自己死的话。
And I'll be risen in new life.
我会有耶稣基督的复活的生命。
And guess what happens?
你想会发生什么事吗？
That cross that I carry each day.
我每一天背的十字架。
When I don't have it.
当我没有这个十字架的时候。
I miss it.
我就错过了很多。失去很多。
It becomes part of me.
十字架成为我生命的一部分。
And that's what Christ wants to be with us.
神也是一样，成为我们生命中的一部分。
This is what the vine is the parable of the vine is talking about.
这是讲到葡萄树跟枝子之间的关系。
We are to abide in Him.
我们要住在主里。
And to continue in His commandments.
我们要继续顺服遵守上帝的话。
Because He's not just Jesus the man anymore.
他不再是耶稣一个作为一个人。
But He's Jesus the Spirit.
耶稣是一个神。
And He's Jesus the vine.
耶稣是耶稣是葡萄树。
From which that we can do nothing apart from.
离了他，我们什么都不能做。
That's what following Jesus is all about.
这就是关于怎么样去跟随耶稣基督。
Okay. See, now we are Tri Valley here.
我们这里是山谷教会。
We want to be like North Valley, maybe.
有时候我们很想要跟我们的母会北谷一样，北区一样。
Yeah, we have the same thing. We have our youth group. We have our Chinese congregation.
我们的事工好像一样，我们有青少年事工，我们有大人事工。
But God has called us to something new here.
可是神在这里对我们有新的呼召。
If we follow somebody's example,
如果我们跟随别人的脚步行，
we need to be careful about who we're following.
我们要很小心，我们到底在跟从谁？
Again, are we following ourselves?
我们到底在跟从自己？
Or are following Christ?
还是跟从耶稣？
Are we following the Holy Spirit that is leading us?
如果我们跟随圣灵引导？
Or are we following North Valley?
还是我们跟随北区的脚步？
We want to do things the right way.
我们要做对的事情。
This is admirable and honorable.
这是件跟做对的事情是一件很高尚的事。
But we need to be careful about making something an improvement.
可是我们很小心，要很小心，当我们想要改善一些事情的时候。
Or something new.
或者是我们要做一个新的生命。
God is in the business of making new things.
神在从事新的这样一个生命。
Not just improving on the old.
不只是改良的生命。
Dying to that.
我们要对这改良生命死。
And He's giving us something new.
他要给我们一个复活新的生命。
And I like it.
And 我很喜欢这样一个生命。
I see it happening here.
我也在这里看到这样一个这样的生命发生。
You know what? I already see the youth are different.
我已经看到这里的青少年跟北区的青少年不一样。
Tri Valley and North Valley's youth are different already.
我也看到我们的青少年北区跟我们山谷教会青少年都不太一样。
People here are different also.
这里的人也不一样。
But we need to continue to abide in Christ.
我们要继续留在主里面。
We need to be careful about following what is cultural.
我们要小心，不要只是盲从文化。
What is tradition?
盲从传统。
Because we know that God is about to make something new.
我们知道神要在我们当中做新的事情。
So He's making something new in our hearts.
他先在我们的心里面做新的事情。
He's making something new in our relationships.
在我们彼此之间的关系有个新的关系。
He's making something new in our community.
他在我们的社区里面要成立做新的事情。
The way we see ourselves.
我们怎么样来看自己。
The way we see other people.
我们怎么看别人。
The way we see our church.
我们怎么看我们的教会。
See the way we see what church is.
我们怎么看到底教会是怎么一回事。
That's something new that God is making here.
神要在这里做新的事情。
If we hold on to what is comfortable,
如果我们只是紧紧抓住我们已经很适应的事情，
what we know to be right,
或者是我们认为是对的事情，
we're still living in our old ways.
我们还是活在我们旧式的生活里面。
We need to let that go.
我们必须要放手。
Because we need to see what God is doing, what new thing God is doing.
我们要预备我们的心来看上帝在我们当中所做的新的事。
And maybe that will be in very small ways.
可能是从很小的方面开始。
Maybe that just starts from your heart.
可能从你的心开始。
Maybe that just means that you're reading the Bible each day.
可能你从此以后开始每天读圣经。
Or maybe that's how you're treating your children differently.
也许你用不同的态度来对待你的孩子们。
Or maybe that's just treating your wife differently.
可能你对你的配偶更不一样。
Or going to work.
或者是去上班。
Thinking, I'm here to love these people.
你会有一个不同的这样的想法，你是来到这个地方来爱这里的你的同事。
Not just to make a paycheck.
不是只是来赚钱。
Maybe that means coming to church is different too.
可能觉得你来到教会也不一样了。
Maybe it's about, I'm here to love these people here.
可能你来教会，你可能觉得说我来这里是要来爱这里的人。
Rather than simply getting what I want.
而不是从教会有什么得到什么。
Oh, the message isn't good.
哦，这个信息讲得不好。
Oh, this isn't good.
这个不好。
This isn't good.
那个不好。
But I'm here because I want to love the people.
我来教会的目的是我要来爱教会的人。
Because I believe that God has a calling here for us.
因为我相信神对我们在这里有一个呼召。
That is not just about our own selfish faith.
不只是我们自私的信心。
But about the faith that God has placed in us.
是神亲自把他的信心放在我们里面。
That we are to live in newness of life.
我们要活出这新生的生命。
And walk with him.
与神同行。
Scary.
是很可怕的一件事情。
I know.
我知道。
I hear things.
我看到听到。
I hear that we might have elders soon.
我听到说我们可能会有长老。
Do we have elders ready?
Not yet.
No, no, no.
In training.
Okay, in training. But soon. Soon.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys you'll be completely different from North Valley.
你可能跟北区会不一样。
Maybe North Valley is our parent.
北区是我们的母会。
But you guys will not be children forever.
你不可能一直是一个孩童。
We're gonna grow up.
我们会长大。
And like I said about the youth here.
就好像我在前面提到关于我们的青少年。
They have become my teachers.
他们已经成为我的老师。
That's new.
这是新的，是。
And this is what Jesus is all about.
这也是耶稣来教导我们的。
It's not simply just dying on the cross for us.
不只是为我们死在十字架上。
It's not about just simply sacrifice.
不只是为我们牺牲。
But as he's buried with Christ, or as we are buried with Christ.
当我们与耶稣同埋葬的时候。
We're also risen in new life.
我们也一样跟他一样同复活。
And that's our question. How do you do it?
我有一个问题，我们要怎么做呢？
I can't tell you.
我不能告诉你。
Because I have my own path to walk.
我有我的道路要走。
You need to ask God.
你要来祷告。
You need to have the Holy Spirit in you.
你求圣灵在你的生命当中。
And he will let you know.
圣灵会告诉你。
You have to trust him.
你要相信圣灵。
Okay. I can't tell you.
我不能够告诉你方法。
I'm too young.
我太年轻了。
And I'm too sinful.
我也是一个罪人。
Don't follow me.
不要跟从我。
Don't follow North Valley.
不要跟从北区。
Okay. Use us as examples.
只是用我们作为你一个例子。
Not to follow.
可是不要跟从我们。
To learn from.
可以跟我们一起学习。
You follow Jesus.
跟从耶稣。
Learn from him. Okay. Let me close with this.
最后作为结束。
Philippians 1:6. Says this.
腓立比书一章六节。
Can you translate this?
Yeah.
Okay. I am confident of this very thing about God.
我对这个有信心。
Who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ.
神在我们当中所开始的事情，他必要完成。
The good work that he has begun here.
神已经在我们生命中开始了个工作。
He's going to continue it.
他要继续完成这样一个工作。
Whether or not you are obedient or not.
不管你有没有顺服上帝。
Because that's his will.
因为这是上帝的旨意。
But God is, I know God has placed in you that heart.
我知道上帝对你有一个很好的旨意。
That we are all here because we believe in a vision that God has given us.
我们在这里因为我们相信上帝给我们的一个意向。
So again, I'm confident of this.
所以我有信心。
That he who began good work here,
在我们当中已经开始这好事的上帝
It's still grace that we live by.
是恩典让我们可以继续这样的过这样生活。
Because it is Him who is working in us.
是他在我们的生命当中来行事。
To bring this work to completion.
是来完成上帝自己的工作跟旨意。
到成功为止。
到成功为止。
Okay.
谢谢。
Should we pray or should we pray later?
You,
I can pray now. Okay.Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your message. To me, Lord, I thank you for your message to me. That I am to live new. I am to live and to discard and to throw away everything that, I have held on to. My old ideas, my old patterns, my old dreams, my old hopes, and my old expectations. I know that once I surrender that, I know that you have planned something different. Something very scary.But I know something great, great and beautiful in your eyes. So we love you. We trust that as you died for us, Lord, that you continue to die for us, but that you've given us a new spirit within us to guide us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.